It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello? Hello, everyone out there in radio land. Hello, hello, hello. This is Two Feathers bringing it in tonight, bringing it in loud and clear over Studio A. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all. I wanted to come jump on and maybe reach out to everyone and grab a couple articles here that I wanted to read. But I'm going to need a few minutes and I will be back. This is the Cognitive and Reality Show. And I'll be back to explain what that is, because I'm in an area that's not so great, but it only take a few minutes to get past. So if you like, come back, join me, listen in, and we could have a fun night. So just stay tuned. Two Feathers will be back with you in just a moment. So just hang tight. Be right back. Hello, 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 everybody. I'm back. When you're a truck driver, boy, you got to get this stuff done, man. There's different things that come out, occur. You know, you try to handle it the most efficient way you can. And, you know, you just go forward with it and you just try to be as safe as you can with it. You know, and people who are friends at the station here, a lot of people know that about me, Trucker Gerald, Shannon, and Sergeant Miller. We're all truck drivers here. So, you know, we try to be safe on these roads and we try to get it done, bringing it across America to you all. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You know, for you know, allowing us to be able to come on and speak and you know, have these wonderful things to say. And, you know, if we can help, you know, in a lot of ways, I think a lot of us on the show do help. And we try to bring that information to you in ways that, you know, amplify what everyone is going through. And to know, let you all know that, you know, we're here. We hear you. We hear people loud and clear. That, you know, you're not going through this struggle alone. You know, we at the station here, we can't believe that, you know, we're having an America that is taking place today with all it. I mean, I'm just totally dumbfounded by, you know, what takes place here in America, you know, with all this. I've heard of people back in the day getting, you know, COVID shots and, I mean, COVID shot, polio shots and all of these, you know, different, you know, things that would, you know, that would spark up that people would try to prevent from getting, you know, the children. When we were all children, we were younger, we were hoping our parents were hoping that we didn't acquire these different things like chicken pox and all, but I don't know about you all, but I had the chicken pox and boy, it wasn't fun. I had to keep your hands away from your face and all that. Oh my goodness. I was like, man, what the heck is going on here? But anyway, you know, sorry about the in-between, your disruption of the shows. The show must go on. And like to give a way that you all could, we're all listening and supported here at the station, and there's different ways that you can give to the station through our website is www.revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. You can go to the Zazzle store. There's a percentage, you know, of donations that's given to whatever you buy there in the Zazzle store, or you can go to the freedomslips.com and you can give to Terry Ackerman directly on the website. So if you care to go there and, you know, just shell out a couple bucks, it'd be greatly appreciated. But I have an article, maybe one or two articles that I could read see if I can find them now. And one of them is, it's called Mask Wearing and Satanic Rituals. Okay? We might have touched on, I think we did touch on it one night with Deacon John, a new guy and all, we was all on the show. You know how this stuff is, you know how we already being bombarded about wearing the mask, taking the jab, the stab, the twist, as McKenna calls it here on the show. But, you know, what I want to present is, you know, it's like a satanic ritual, believe it or not, mask wearing. And I guess it wants to, you know, conjoin the two to show that it is a satanic ritual. From, you know, wearing a mask. And it, as the article reads, and it was from July 14th of this last year. And it, so, you know, I mean, hey, it's been around. So it says, to date, it says, I have not worn a mask. And although I've been given plenty of dirty looks, I haven't been outright called on. In our country, we still have the right not to wear a mask if we have a medical condition that makes our being deprived of oxygen dangerous, but isn't that all of us? And according to HIPAA, which we all know is the HIPAA law, right? We have a right to privacy concerning those medical conditions. So technically, when we're told we need to wear a mask to enter a store, we should be able to simply say, I can't do that. and that should be the end of it. But even if we do have a medical condition, again, don't we all? There's something even more important to consider. And this goes somewhere, so just hang with me, and you're going to see how this goes somewhere. And it tripped me out when I just kept reading. It said even more important to consider, and that is the occult significance of mask wearing. And it says the ritual wearing of the mask, accepted from occult ritual transformation in coronavirus, how mask wearing, hand washing, social separation, and lockdown are age-old occult rituals being used to initiate people into a new global order. And that was by Steve Barwick. It says, at this point in time, 30 countries, including the United States, are now forcing their citizens to wear face masks over their mouths on a mandatory basis. How you like that? Austin's Sibley to help stop coronavirus infections. This, even though numerous medical experts, including the Surgeon General of the United States, have openly stated that wearing masks has no beneficial effect whatsoever against coronavirus. What's more, numerous medical experts have attested to the fact that face masks can even be dangerous to one's health, and that they cultural clear thinking and even consciousness by trapping carbon dioxide in the chamber of the mask, forcing you to rebreathe it over and over, thus depleting your blood of fresh air and the life-giving oxygen components it contains. So why are the powers that be globally forcing their citizens to wear these face masks? If the masks simply don't work against coronavirus and might very well be dangerous to your health, If the masks simply don't work against coronavirus and might very well be dangerous to your health, the answer might surprise you. Masking has traditionally played a very important role in occult rituals. Among other things, the wearing of the mask over one's mouth is a token of submission. Wow! A gesture of your willingness to subject to others who are not usual sovereign. But there's more. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, mask wearing is a form, and I quote, a form of disguise or concealment, usually worn over or in front of the face to hide the identity of the person, and by its own features to establish another being. Wow, unquote. Its own features to establish another being. Like, who the heck are you? Oh my goodness. This is hilarious. In other words, the wearing of a mask represents an occult, represents an occult transformation, a human alchemy. If you will, from one role to another, from the manner of being to another, indeed, in this case, from individual sovereign under God to collective subject under the children of the devil. What? You see, the masking ritual is specifically designed to reverse the order of hierarchy, right? A hierarchy set in place by God himself. In the hierarchy of your Heavenly Father, you are a sovereign representative. All right, hold on. We got a call coming in. Let me see. One second, you all. All right, Trucker Jerry, I see you there. I'm gonna add you to the call. Let me see if I can add you to the call. Okay, let me see if I could add Trucker Jerry. Let me see. Hold on, folks. Trucker Jerry wanted to come to the show. Let's look him up here. He's out there in Truckersville. See if we can put him on. There he is. Oh, shoot. Let me see. Might have to get him the. What I'm going to do, Trucker Gerald, is I'm going to drop the studio and have you maybe come and grab the server, and then you could put me on. Oh, wait. I think I might could add you right now. Hold on 1 second. It's saying add. I says trudge. Hold on. That ain't you. Oh, shoot. Trudge, who the heck is Trudge? Oh my goodness, that's crazy. I thought it said Trucker. Hold on a second here, let me see. It's not letting me add you. Okay, well, I'm gonna have to drop you the server, Trucker, and we'll just come back that way and do it that way. So just hang tight.
Hey, Chief Feathers, you there? Hello, Chief Feathers.
Okie dokie. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. Trucker Gerald and I couldn't get hooked up. We tried, but I don't know for what purpose that, you know, we can't get it hooked up together, but we're going to figure it out, you know, that way, you know, I could probably add, you know, maybe a couple people on or whatever, you know, being that I'm on the phone and not on the computer. And he as well as, you know, in a truck. But, you know, he knows he's more than welcome to come, as Sergeant Millen, Shannon, and all the rest of them. But it's just, you know, it may be because we all have server privileges and we, you know, of course we respect each other. And, you know, we don't want to step on anyone's toes. So, we share what we can share and invite, you know, when we can invite each other in, and we'll get it figured out. You know, it's not that big of a deal, but we wanted to welcome you back at Studio A. You're listening to right now. You're listening to the Two Feathers. I can be reached in Skype at the number 2 and Feathers. So if you want to give me a shout out sometime, you can do that. You can give to the station. You can donate to the station. We're all listeners supported here at Studio A, freedomslips.com, or www.revolution.radio. And I would like to continue with an article. Reading. And we were trying to bring in our friend on the station, but we'll get that figured out soon. So just in my show here is the cognitive and reality thinking. What does that mean? That means that, you know what? I don't have, of course, being a truck driver, you can't do any type of mind control, you know, things to alter your thinking. So, you know, I'm cognitively aware of what I'm saying. So if you're in that reality, then welcome to the show. You have found the Cognitive Reality Show. We're all friends here. You know, welcome. Pull up a chair. Lay on a table. Pull up a pillow. Just relax. Have fun. Enjoy being here because you're welcome here. And we're trying to find the answers just like you are. So just have fun with it because we all do. Let me see where I was at here. Let's see. Okay. Let me read this little paragraph. It's a short paragraph, and I'll start from there, and you all will be able to grasp right back on where I was. It says, you see, the masking ritual is specifically designed to reverse the order of hierarchy set in place by God himself, the creator. In the hierarchy of your heavenly father, you are a sovereign representative of his word on this earth. And your job is to speak his word on his sovereign behalf to others. In other words, he's the king. You're a prince of his kingdom. And your job is to carry his word to others so they too can get on board with it and return to the Father eternally through Yahweh. As it is written regarding our primary duty as Christians, preach the word, be instant. And this is a quote from the scriptures. Okay. I'm not trying to be the pastor here so people don't go blowing up and, you know, trying to be, you know, all of this stuff that people try to put on you or whatever. But I love the creator and that, you know, it's part of his word that's here. So yeah, I'm gonna read it. So preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2, right? So in short, your job is to teach your father's word and you must be ready and willing to do so at all times, i.e. be instant in season and out of season, okay? As such, you must always remain unmasked because your job in your earthly role as one of his faithful representatives is to speak and explain his word to others. And to do so, you must open your mouth. You cannot be muzzled. Wow, what? You cannot be muzzled. You cannot be masked. Wearing the mask is a powerful occult symbol indicating your submission to another power other than the creator who gave you the direct commission to preach his word to the world. Okay. And here it goes. It tells me about being able to read the complete article, right? So that's what I'm trying to get to right now. I'm trying to get to, it says, so the title says Occult Ritual Transformation and Coronavirus, How Mask Wearing, Hand Washing, and Social Separation and Lockdowns Are Age-Old Occult Rituals Being Used to Initiate People into a New Global Order. In previous Bible studies in commentaries, it says, it's documented many times now that our global leaders today are largely occultists. It says you can see here, 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 and here. Wow. I'd like to go check that out too. Maybe I could bring that to the show and see what's here, 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 and here. So are the owners of many of our country's largest business and sports franchise. See here and here. Even celebrities push occultism constantly. See here. And quite frankly, many Christian churches have been infiltrated. And I remember one night on Mechanic Show, if you all remember listening to his show that night, and we was all on with Sergeant Millen, a couple others, that you know, that they telling us that if these pastors don't get on board of what they're pushing, you know, their agendas with all of this, with the twist, you know, the jab, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, the mask wearing, that they're going to get them in line, you know, of what's taking place here and what's going on this earth. You know, that these pastors are going to have to get in line. And if they don't get in line, that they're going to see to it that they find a way that they, you know, they get them in line, per se. And I think that's doggone, that's just downright, you know, not right. You're pushing this, people are going to hear the word. And what it said, we shouldn't be covered up. You know, when we're sitting here trying to, you know, tell, you know, let's just say we don't even have to go to any scriptures. We could just go that we're trying to share what's truthful or what's helpful on the studio here. We're trying to do things that's helpful to one another, where we can help each other, however that may be, right? So getting back to the article, it says, and quite frankly, many Christian churches have been infiltrated, and that's a shame, by practitioners of a Kabbalah, which is a book of Jewish mysticism, magic, spells, enchantments, man-made numerology, and other esoteric and occult practices. Okay? That the Orthodox rabbis use in the course of their daily lives and now teach Christian leaders to use as well. See here. So with so many of the world's top tier leaders pushing occultism, wow, including those enemies of Yah, who run the four hidden dynasties of politics, education, economics, and religion. It should come to as no surprise. Let me read those four again. To those that are enemies of Yahweh, who run the four hidden dynasties of politics. There's four hidden dynasties of politics: education, economics, and religion. Politics, education, economics, and religion. It should come as no surprise to you, the entire global coronavirus crisis is replete with occult symbology and ritual occult initiation themes. Indeed, as you'll see throughout the rest of this commentary, the entire manufactured coronavirus crisis is one giant occult ritual from start to finish. Wow. Divided up into four mini rituals, each with the distinct occult purpose of initiation and transformation of the world. Transformation of the world. Y'all hear that? And its people, yeah, into a new global order, which we're all familiar with, of what's taking place here on this earth. So let's start by examining the four distinct but interrelated occult rituals that make up this massive global occult ritual initiation ceremony. Number one, ritual mask wearing. Okay? And we can look at that in many damn different ways. We can look at that. Look at Mardi Gras. We are, Sergeant Miller and I, from New Orleans, you know, over in Louisiana. And we're familiar, everyone's familiar with Mardi Gras. You know, we know that we wear masks, but you know, we never really probably paid too much attention to it. Look at Halloween. Even Halloween, they wear a mask. But even more satanic type of mask, right? Number two, ritual hand washing. You know, that's like a ritual. Yeah, if we got to wash our hands all the time, which is, you know, it's good to wash your hands anyway, right? But, you know, they do it, you know, they made it a ritual. Like, you better wash your hands or you're going to get sick. How many of us played in, when we were younger, used to play out in the dirt with our little cars and our big Tonka trucks, guys, you know, out in the dirt, you know, come back, be filthy. Might even had some snot running from our nose and use that dirty hands and be looking like we done drug our noses through the dirt. You know, I'm sure the little girls playing dolls out in the dirt might have wanted to bury their dolls, come back in, be running noses on cold days, be having snot running from their nose. And, you know, when you used to slurp it up through your mouth. And little girls used to rub it. It looked like they done smeared it all down the side of their face with some dirt. But, I mean, you know, it's a miracle how you never did get sick, you know? But, you know, I mean, yeah, it's a good thing that we, you know, nowadays we push it to our children, to wash their grandchildren, to wash their hands. And we as adults, you know, have come to wash our hands better and better all the time. So, especially going out in public places, it's probably a good thing to wash your hands. Some of these people, man, I see them walk right out in the guy's restroom. They walk out of the restroom without even washing their hands. And I'm like, man, how can you? How can you? You know, you just use the bathroom, especially if you come out of a stall. Like, oh, man. Come on, Sergeant Bill. I know you're out there laughing your butt off, and it's all right. You know what I'm talking about, Sergeant Miller. Not Sergeant Miller himself, but I'm sure he'd be seeing some jokers out there himself, Trucker Gerald. You know, I mean, we see some jokers, I know. All right, there's number three, ritual social distancing, which we all know that 6 feet apart, right? 6 feet apart. I wonder if they're going to wind up bigger than Stanford. 6, 12, 18, 24. shit, man. Number four, ritual lockdowns. Yeah, in Australia, right? They got everybody wanting to be locked down, man. I'm telling you, these people are getting bad. Look, I'm seeing in Brazil yesterday, man, people, I mean, just by the, look like billions, over a million, just flooding the streets. Man, they just like, you know, practicing their republic, you know, of no, you're not going to lock us down. We're not going to have it, right? So there are the four, mask wearing, hand washing, social distancing, and lockdown. It said, in the course of examining those four occult rituals, I'll do my best to explain to you how each one is part of an elaborate stage designed to symbolically initiate the people of this world into their new positions in a new global order, right? A new order that rejects Yahweh and Christianity, and puts the people of this world under the ultimate control of a global elite whose God is the devil himself. Wow. The ritual wearing of the mask. Have you ever wondered why in Revelation 17:5 Babylon is called Mystery Babylon? You already know that the word Babylon means confusion, right? That's what it means. But what does the word mystery mean? Here's what the Strong's Concordance tells us. In G3466, Mysterian, from a derivative of muo, to shut the mouth, a secret or mystery, in parentheses, through the idea of silence, imposed by initiation into religious rites, R-I-T-E-S, mystery, okay? Don't overlook that. The word mystery in the Bible has to do with shutting the mouth. as one undergoes a secret religious initiation. Again, it's the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. And I'm sitting here thinking that mystery, you know, because I used to hear when I was young, you know, the Bible being a mystery. I don't know. I don't know about that. I would have to do some more digging into, you know, because the Bible says, you know, of my teachings, of what I learned when I was growing up, that the Bible was a mystery to those. Okay. And what it means to those is to, like, people of today that's wanting to shut our mouth, right? But I would think if you were on the side of right, of the light, and all of that, that, you know, it was open to you that wanted to know the mysteries of the word, okay? So the word was open to you that had a heart to receive, all right? You get that? So if you have a heart to receive, just like, you know, I've heard this one individual come on and say, you know, Two Feathers sound like a bunch of crap talker or something like that. He's a crap talker, you know, but really and truthfully, I just want to help. That's all I want to do. I just want to do whatever it is that I can do my part, you know, and I appreciate Deacon and them bringing me on, you know, to let me have a say in the round table that I could go on with them. And, you know, I humbly appreciate what they do and let me be a part of, you know, with joining them, and we all together, you know, can make some kind of change here on earth, which, you know, maybe helps us all, you know? So if you get that mystery, might be a shutting of the mouth if, you know, if you're supposed to, because I remember the song, if you remember the little nursery, when you went to, you know, Christian, when you was in the little nursery school in the church, you remember that little song, the little Christian song, hiding, you know, this little light of mine, I will let it shine. And it said, hiding under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. That's what I'm talking about, you know, so that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to come out here and be able to, you know, shed some light on what's going on, so we're not, you know, hiding. So, yeah, it is a mystery. And, yeah, maybe some people, you know, should shut them out. You know, like people telling us to take the stab, the jab, the twist. You know, they need to shut up. Because, you know what, it's people like us that bring, you know, what's good to the station. And people like that speak like us, you know, you want to hear people like us. So so just, you know, wanted to shed some light on that. So so it says, again, it's the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites, R-I-T-E-S. Isn't that interesting? After all, at this point in time, 30 countries, including the United States, are now forcing their citizens to wear masks, face masks, over their mouths on a mandatory basis. Ostensibly to help stop coronavirus infections. This, even though numerous medical experts, including the Surgeon General of the United States, have openly stated that wearing masks has no beneficial effect whatsoever against coronavirus, right? What's more, numerous medical experts have attested to the fact that face masks can even be dangerous to one's health, and that they curtail clear thinking. Imagine that, clogging up your mouth, can't freaking breathe, can't get fresh oxygen. Wouldn't we all think that it does curtail clear thinking? And in parentheses, it says an even consciousness. And one of my family members has went unconscious for putting on a mask. My Uncle Oscar, who's 602, and Oscar, out there. I want to give a shout out if you are listening. We had a family tragedy that happened in our family last night. So, yeah, they might be dealing with that. So I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to Oscar because, you know, he was in a doctor's office and they made him put on a mask and he already had health conditions and he collapsed right in the doctor's office. So, yeah, there you go. So it does mess with your consciousness if you have health problems. So I just wanted to let you all know that. By trapping carbon dioxide, which it did him, in the chamber of the mask, forcing you to rebreathe it over and over, thus depleting your blood of fresh air and the life-giving oxygen component it contains. So why are the powers that be globally forcing their citizens to wear these face masks if the masks simply don't work against coronavirus and might very well be dangerous to your health? The answer might surprise you. Masking has traditionally played a very important role in occult rituals. Among other things, the wearing of the mask over one's mouth is a token of submission, a gesture of your willingness to be subject to others who are not your usual sovereign. But there's more. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, mask wearing is a form of disguise or concealment concealment usually worn over or in front of the face to hide the identity of a person and by its own features to establish another being, which we said that a while ago. In other words, the wearing of a mask represents an occult transformation, a human alchemy, if you will, from one role to another, from one manner of being to another. Indeed, in this case, from individual sovereign under God to collectively subject under children of the devil. You see, the masking ritual is specifically designed to reverse the order of hierarchy set in the place of God himself. In the hierarchy of your Heavenly Father, you are a sovereign representative's word, which I think we read that a while ago. Let's see. Get on board with him, return to Father eternally through Yahweh. Okay, in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant season. Okay, we read that. In short, your job is to teach your Father's word, which we read that. And such you must always remain unmasked, because your job, your earthly role, it is faithful, representative, speaker, and explain his word to others. Open your mouth. You cannot be muzzled. You cannot be masked. Okay, let's see. So Matthew 28:18, it says, and Yahweh came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, okay, the Holy Ghost, we know that. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and with you always, even to the end of the world, amen. So in God's, Yahweh's, the Creator's hierarchy, you're a sovereign, which we know that representative of his word here. Let's see. So the entire point of occult ritual mask wearing is to hammer home to your subconsciousness until it becomes completely true in your daily life. The idea that things are no longer the same and will never be the same again. Mask hasn't the suppression of ego to help facilitate the death of the old identity before the identification with and a manifestation of a new identity. Damn, boy, you imagine walking around. It's an initiation to a new order, but it's also a transformation of the self into a new position in that new order. Under the sway of the occult ritualist, you being mouth masks, okay, are no longer the person you used to be. You're no longer a designated mouthpiece of the Creator on this earth. You're suddenly demoted and reassigned to the position of obedient subject. Give him a bone. Go sit in the corner. Symbolically, you become a in the new order. That's your new role, your new identity. As represented by the wearing of masks, the wearing of the mask is simply part of the initiation ritual used to visually and psychologically signal your consent to this new arrangement. How you liking your new arrangement? Not a lot of us are falling for it. A mechanic, give him a tool. I love you, brother. John Wayne. Let's see. Psychologically signal your consent to this new arrangement. Yes, by wearing the mask, you're signaling your consent to accept a new and very different position in a new global order. Instead of being a sovereign representative of the Most High Creator and His word on this earth, in essence, you agree to become a willing subject, a slave to the very enemies of the Creator and Yahweh. Mask, you're now willingly serving the enemy's purpose and no longer the Creator. When you obediently put the mask over your mouth, you're symbolically saying to the ritualist, I admit my words no longer have any purpose or relevance in this life. My sole purpose now is obedience to your words and commands. And in raising themselves to the position of your new sovereign and muzzling you like a dog in the process, they ultimately create a new you in a new role under new rulers. That's the alchemical transformational change involved in the ritual. They're quite literally attempting to take the place of the Creator in your life and make you the willing subject. They're becoming your, instead of Yahweh, your Antichrist. Okay? And by placing the mask on your face, you're becoming their unwitting faithful servant. You're being ritually initiated into the new order. You may not realize it, but in occult magic, the victim doesn't have to be knowledgeable of the meaning behind what he or she is being told to do. The performance of the ritual itself on demand is all that matters. So who exactly is doing this to us? 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many Antichrists, right? Whereby we know that this is the last time. You didn't think that these many Antichrists would sit around on their hands all day, doing nothing in the final days of this flesh earth age while they're waiting on a return of the Father to their father, the devil, in his role, oh my goodness, as the false Messiah, did you? Naturally, they're softening things up for their God, Satan. Before, boy, that probably raises a lot of freaking angry people, right? Because, boy, when you talk about something like that, boy, it's like, oh man, it's like raises their little evil spirit. But if you're on the side of light, see, then you're getting what the message that I'm speaking right here. So check it out. And you're enjoying this. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, grab a cold one, fluff up your pillow, and enjoy it. Because that's what makes it fun. So naturally, they're softening things up for their god, Satan, before he gets here. They're using ceremonial occult ritual magic on a global scale to capture the entire world. What? The entire world? Yes. In their dragnet. By wearing the mask, you are being symbolically and alchemically transformed, reborn into the new global system through occult ritual programming. More from the Encyclopedia Britannica on ritual mask wearing. All right, and I quote, the person who wears the mask is also considered to be in a direct association with the mask spirit force and is consequently exposed to like personal danger of being affected by it, unquote. Oh, okay, here's some more. And I quote again, upon donning the mask, the wearing sometimes undergoes a psychic, right, change, and as in a trance, assumes the spirit character depicted by the mask, unquote. Well, folks, the Antichrist, the instead of Christ, okay, Yahweh, what have you, is the spirit force of the mass we are talking about. You get that, don't you? He's the spirit behind the powers that be who are working to pull off this global coup. And it's the powers that be who have masked, muzzled, and demoted you to your new status of slave on the behalf of their God, the devil himself. The mask wearing ritual is designed to possesses you with the spirit of subservience to your new overlords, who are the many antichrists of 1 John 2:18. And it sets, that was a quote, all right, now unquote. And it sets you up to do the same when an antichrist arrives and offers his actual mark, which we'll examine at the end of this commentary. If you don't think wearing the mask quite literally changes people, as the Encyclopedia Britannica states in the quote above, think about all of the mask Karens. How many Karens do we see walk around our own cities and towns with that big old diaper on their face? I see them all the time when I go into my supermarket. I'm like, man, do these people are that nervous? Yeah, they're that nervous. You've seen online videos of wildly chasing people who aren't wearing masks down the road, publicly berating them for not wearing masks, which we saw in that video last night. Or the other night with a mechanic, they were taking on each other, and that's a shame. It should be all trying to work together in whatever fashion may be. And screaming at them that there's blood on their hands, right? One second. For not masking up like good little boys and girls always should. Here's one, for example. Hold on one second. Here's one, for example, in which the Karens are all big, burly, mask-wearing males, quite literally shoving an elderly gentleman out of a store not wearing a mask. I guess it shows a video. It says it's unavailable anyway. Through the wearing of the mask, the occult ritualists have created an army of Karens, program automations who take the rituals so seriously that they feel personally and physically threatened when you don't. And they don't mind telling you so, often vigorously. The Encyclopedia Britannica goes on to say about the masking ritual, and I quote, usually, however, the wearing skillfully becomes a partner of the character he is impersonating, giving to the mask not only an important spark of vitality by the light flashing from his own eyes, but also bringing it alive by his movements and poses, unquote. In other words, in the end, the mask becomes part of the very identity of those who wear it, right? The occult transition becomes complete. The new you is born from the ritual. The Encyclopedia Britannica further states, but often the wearing, and I quote, but often the wearer of the mask seems to become psychologically one with the character he is helping to create. We think about all of these, you know, when we all used to think about, you know, like all of these little cartoons, you know, they had, even on SpongeBob SquarePants, you know, some of these villains that would be on there, they wear the mask. Y'all ever noticed that? Little kids' cartoons. How many kids' cartoons that we've watched in our time as adults right now? We're adults. And we've seen, you know, a lot of these cartoons and shows on Saturday morning where these people were wearing all these masks. But we never really gave thought to it, right? And man, they were probably slowly transforming everybody by letting, oh, the villain's wearing a mask. Never really even giving any thought to it, right? It says, I quote, but often the wearer of the mask seems to become psychologically one with the character he is helping to create. Wow. He seems to become an automation without his own will, which has become subservient to that of the personage of the mask, unquote. You might want to think about those dozens of online videos showing fully masked hospital nurses and hospital workers participating in elaborately choreographed TikTok dance videos while stimulusly thousands of hapless coronavirus victims are supposedly dying cruel deaths and being stacked up like cordwood in those very same hospitals. Yes, a veritable mass dance of death, just like you see in the movies. I'm gonna share something with you all that you all probably didn't even know about. If you don't believe me, look it up. A little young individual did some research and found someone called the High Fivers. And on 9/11, they had some brother individuals that were called the High Fivers. Look it up. That they were outside dancing and high-fiving each other when the Twin Towers came down. Just wanted to share that with you all. So here it is, another, yes, a veritable mass dance of death. Just like you see in the movies. And we all know who Mr. Death is, don't we? Revelation 6:8, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, as a hijacker, the hijacker, speaks about the pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth, unquote. What's more, by adding dance to the mask wearing, the new slaves show their willingness to entertain their captors to become little more than flesh. Play sport to them, just as the Babylon soldiers of old tried to force the Israelite captives to entertain them with music, as it is written in Psalms 137:1, by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered. Hold on. Woo. As we remembered Zion. And the last one, well, they got a couple more scriptures, but we'll just go past that. As you can see, the Israelites of the old refused to entertain their captors, refused to provide the request mirth, asking amongst themselves, how can we sing the Creator's song in a strange land? But unlike the time of the Babylon captivity, today's coup against the Creator's people and today's ongoing overthrow thereof is so far being accomplished without conventional warfare. So the people by and large don't even realize in depth and severity of the attempted coup against them. Because it's being accomplished almost sovereignly or solely through occult ritual deception, which is why the Creator's word warns us that there will be times when we can't even trust our own neighbors. And it's written, you know? Let's see. It says in Jeremiah 9:4, take ye heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. Man, I would hope that it wouldn't come to that. You know what I'm saying? I bet, because we share love here at the station that, you know, we're trying to bring this thing together where we're all trying to become more like brothers and sisters here, that we don't want to separate, be 6 foot apart. You know, we're trying not to, that's what we're trying to do here at the station. We're trying to, trying to bring some togetherness with one another, right? And we're trying to speak some truth in the matter of what's taking place here. And trying to show that, you know, that they're the ones that's causing harm, not us. That's why the good book used to speak about, you know, there's a us and there's a them. So I just wanted to, you know, make that clear that, and there's some other clear passages here that probably needs to be spoken of about neighbors. And I would hope that, you know, it does speak some goodness and truth about our neighbors, because as you all know, Two Feathers here on the show, that, you know, I try to help out all of our situations and I want to bring some goodness to the show. And I'm trying to shed some light on here. And I do want to continue with this article, but I'm fixing to have to jump off here, but I may come back on in a minute. So I'm going to have to take a pause, and I will be back if their time allows. And I don't know who's coming on at the top of the hour, but if, you know, no one comes on, maybe I could jump back on and I could continue this article. So as of right now, I need to step off because I'm fixing to have to jump out of this truck. And I got to do some things before I jump out, and I'll be back with you all. And thanks for listening. You listen to the Cognitive Reality Show. Feel free to give to the station when you can, freedomslips.com. Visit the station and the website. are www.revolution.radio, and we thank you for listening, and I shall return. Time elapsed. I shall be back. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Deep understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.